USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The clock's ticking as U.S. Coast Guard search and rescue crews attempt to save a group aboard a tour-guided submersible at the sinking site of the Titanic. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says
the location of the search is approximately 900 miles east of Cape Cod in a water depth of roughly 13,000 feet.
Five people were on board the Ocean Gate Expedition's vessel when communications were lost Sunday. Among those on board included British billionaire and famed explorer Hamish Harding. China has rejected a U.S. offer to set up a military back channel for crisis communications between the two nations. It's what U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters after a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Monday. Blinken said, however, the Chinese agreed to work towards stabilizing relations with the U.S. Former President Trump is speaking out about why he did not turn over classified documents immediately.
Trump said that the National Archives only needed to say one simple thing to retrieve the classified documents.
Please, 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 could we have it back?
In an interview with Fox News, Trump addressed the issue of the archives subpoenaing him, and he said that the boxes of documents were mixed in with his own personal belongings.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Recently, Trump was arraigned on federal charges relating to his handling of classified documents after his presidency. I'm John Schaefer.
A majority of Americans feel like they don't fit in.
The Center for Inclusion and Belonging says two-thirds of the U.S. population reports they feel disconnected. The report found that 64% of those surveyed feel excluded from their workplace, 68% from their country, and 74% from their local community.
NBC's Nika Magahis. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
At least six people have been shot following a Juneteenth celebration in Milwaukee.
NPD's preliminary investigation suggests that a 17-year-old male victim was also a shooter. However, we're seeking additional unknown suspects at this time.
Police said Monday's incident may have stemmed from a fight between multiple families. Authorities confirmed there are no fatalities. The White House says more has to be done to curb gun violence following a violent weekend across the U.S.
It's devastating. It's tragic. This type of gun violence needs to stop. And the president's going to continue to use his bully pulpit to speak to that.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden has offered support to local communities following the shootings. More than 20 people were shot, including one fatally, in a shooting at a gathering near Chicago. Other shootings claimed victims in Washington State, Southern California, St. Louis, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania. The Biden administration is allocating $600 million to aid coastal communities in combating climate change.
President Biden announced the investment during a visit to a nature preserve in Palo Alto, California.
We're investing in the people and places that have been hit the hardest, but who are also on the front lines of leading us forward.
The funding, coming from Biden's climate and infrastructure bills, aims to address challenges posed by rising sea levels, storm surge, and tidal hurricanes. The president highlighted climate change as an existential threat to humanity. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA, yeah.